the doghouses. Episode 13, I believe. If it ain't, I'm sorry. Hey, it's been a crazy week. Got my son's birthday coming up. Having a party for him Saturday. You know how that goes. I should have just did Chuck E. Cheese or something, bro. Like, hosting parties is not fun, bro. And it's a 4-year-old, and we invited all his classmates, and just pray for me, y'all. Just pray for me. I've been blowing leaves in my backyard for like 2 days, bro. Like, it just keep falling and keep falling, and it made me think about what I learned this week, bro. Like, I usually have headphones on in the backyard when I'm doing my yard work and stuff, man. If I didn't have my headphones, my batteries died or something. And so you start thinking about dumb stuff, bro. And I was like, man, I said, man, the way the leaves are falling, man, like, you thank God for the shade when the leaves are on the trees, bro. But when those leaves fall, it made me think about my little cousins. It made me think about my little cousins who's like 18, 19, and they're like trying to get out of their parents' house so fast, out of my uncle's house. I'm like, listen, you better enjoy that shade while you got it, bro.
You better stay as long as you can.
Because, bro, when them leaves fall, bro, and you ain't got that shade to cover you no more, bro, it's a different life out here, bro. You better take your time. I'm trying to grow up, man. I wish I would have waited another 4 or 5 years on my Dukes, man. I wish. It's a big song. I wish. That's what I learned, man. So what? So let me ask y'all that. What's the cutoff? How long you let DJ stay at the crib, bro? I know your girl can stay forever.
No, she got to go too at some
Come
point.
on, man. Come on, bro. You ain't let baby girl out of there, bro.
I've said I was not going to be the one at 18. He got to go.
No. I'm talking. No, I mean, you can't. College. I mean, you got to graduate college. So post college. How many years post college you let them stay at the house, bro?
No, the whole point of you going to college is so that you get a decent paying job. So I got maybe a year
A year?
past, maybe a year past graduation, just to help you stack a little money,
Yeah.
get yourself together, build your credit,
Yeah.
so you can go ahead and jump out there. Because once you go out, I don't want you to come back.
Exactly.
So, I think I got maybe a year post college, as long as you don't come home on no boo.
Yeah, I think I might give you two, and I get one. One sounds good. I'm just thinking about the market right now. It ain't easy.
Gonna be totally different when we got two.
Matt, I hope so. But like, they ain't kidding about trying to buy houses and all that kind of stuff now. It's a lot. So,
Where are they?
as long as I see you moving forward, if you're in school and you want to live with me,
Yeah.
I'm pretty okay with that because that's saving money. Like, I get it.
What about
If
what about the kid that wants to do like 15 years of college after that
now
has
you got,
three doctorates?
I'll give you, I don't know. I'm gonna give you a back. Ooh. It's all situational. If you got a bachelor's degree and you
Okay.
can be using it and you're not using it,
Yeah.
like you ain't going back to school, just go back to school.
A full-time student. I'm gonna be a full-time
Yeah.
student all my life.
So,
That's funny. What'd you learn, YBA?
I say this to my students all the time. I don't know if I've ever said it here. If you got the old folks with the wisdom in your life, talk to them. Record them if they'll let you. Sometimes they'll let you record the voice or something like that, but at least write it down. Man, there's just a number of times here recently that it's not even that I miss my folks and my grandparents. Like, I just need to ask them stuff. Like, I just need to, as I'm getting older, like, there are things that I'm like, I used to know that. I used to know, stuff about, where we're from back in Alabama and, where I was trying to figure out, well, about my grandma had three sisters that we used to hang out with growing up. They never married. Aunt Senus, Aunt Gladys, and Aunt Doris. I mean, they sound like they belong together. And I was thinking the other day, I don't know where they're buried. I don't know where anything happened with them. I don't know. And I was just kind of thinking, like, I remember going to their house. I remember going to hymn singings. I remember, I couldn't. There's just stuff I can't tell you.
A
So,
lot of folks don't care, which is unfortunate. I'm like, listen,
right. Yeah, I drove. I don't know if I told you. I drove my grandma, Nana Ames, the only remaining grandparent. Shout out Nana Ames, by the way.
Yeah.
But I drove her out. She was an Elvis groupie. And so, I mean, like a groupie. So I drove her part of the way to Memphis.
Yeah.
For his 38, something or other. And
yeah.
I just sat and I just asked her questions about that life that she lived growing. You know, I got about 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Of that just is, great man. Audio.
That's awesome.
Man. That's awesome. So if you got folks with wisdom, make sure you're talking to them.
Yeah. And not even blood, like, you know,
yeah.
A co-worker.
Yeah.
By the way, I remember having to do that project in eighth grade at Edwards.
Yep.
What were you going to do? Talk to an old person? I do remember that.
I believe, what was the teacher's name? Was it Mr. Voicell?
Yeah.
Mike Voicell.
Yeah, that was him. Shout out to Mr. Voicell, man.
That was a football coach. He was like defensive coordinator, I think, or something.
He was.
I got a Voicell story I'll share with y'all off air living? One day. This was back when they still had the writing test.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think I was the only one in the school at the time that got the perfect score. Mm. And
of course he did.
But no, there was another girl that thought she had it because he came in and made some grandiose announcement about, is somebody in this class and da 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 da. And I was like, cool, whatever, you know, I didn't think anything else of it. And so he then goes, Darius, go to the office and take this to the office for me. I'm like, all right, cool. So apparently that's when he told the rest of the class that it was me.
She was mad.
And so when I got back, the girl was mad because she was scowling mad because me and her always were in kind of competition with our grades.
I think I know who it is too, bro.
I'm wondering. I think I do know.
I'll give y'all initials later, but but no, that was one of my stories because he's the one that kind of broke the news once I got back. So it was one. That's one of my best memories of Mike Voicell. That and the Savannah trip.
I only year I played organized football was eighth grade.
And, I remember that.
I played ninth grade. Like, I went to training camp, but like I had to go to work, so I couldn't play. But I made a sack. I made a sack, bro. And my parents didn't come to the games for some reason. I don't know why they never came to the games, but Coach Voicell, like, he gave me like the greatest like pat on the back I ever received in my life, bro. And like I still remember that. It's funny how little things impact you as a kid, bro, and still stay with you as an adult. Like, I never felt like somebody was more proud of me in my life than Coach Voicell pat me on the back and, like, rubbing my head. And I remember my fat head was, like, steaming. It was, like, cold, but I was, like, sweating. You know, like, you hear, like, the smoke coming off your head, bro?
Yep.
And, man, shout out to Coach Voicell, man. I love you, Coach. I love you, Coach, for sure. I hope you're still living.
I don't know. I'll ask around. I'll find out.
Yeah, I know he left. I know he left Connie's a long time ago, I'm sure.
Maybe.
All right. Let's get on with the programming, brothers. We got a story to tell up there in Blue Ridge.
I'm ready to hear your inside knowledge of this.
Up in Blue Ridge, Georgia, your boy got the inside scoop. I'm not going to read the whole article. There's a restaurant in Blue Ridge, Georgia. One of my homes. I got a lot of close friends up there. Well, just one close friend and her fam, her in-laws are like, you know, they good people. They run the city pretty much, bro. So anyways, there's a restaurant up there and they charged this family that had 11 children in a party. They were all under the age of 8 and they charged them a you can't parent fee. Like, pretty much you can't parent fee. Like, your kids run around wild. I'm charging you a surcharge. They left a crazy review, 1 star. You know, how dare they do this to us? This is discriminatory and blase, blase, blah. I need to know y'all's thoughts, man. Cause I'm like, y'all want me to know? Y'all want me to tell you what I learned first?
Tell me what you learned first.
All right. So shout out to my inside source. I'm not gonna say no names, man. Let me read his text. I'm gonna read his text to you because I saw this and I forwarded it to him. He said, I guess it's old news to them. They've been hearing about the controversy, obviously. He says, right down the road, blank is the owner's name. Apparently, the kids broke a door and tore up the bathroom. So it's not like the kids are like yelling and like, you know, just being rambunctious. Like these it
sounds
rats,
like you, sounds these like rats, you got off easy.
These rats is out here destroying property, bro. So yeah, you gonna get more than the surcharge for me if that's my restaurant. Like, I'm taking Papa outside. Like, listen, you know, we need a credit card on file. So I say that because, you know, we've all seen the, I mean, we've all seen the families that come to the restaurants where, like, you know your kids, bro. That's what it all boils down to me. Like, you know your children. You know the environment they can thrive in, I guess. And I know, oh, you want a nice restaurant, you know, the parents shouldn't have to limit themselves to where they eat. But yeah, you got to. Like, that's,
I mean, if you're gonna have that many kids, then you know, you gotta be able to control them, right?
11 kids
you
is
gotta,
crazy,
if you got that many, yeah, that was the problem. What was the super, oh well, they weren't Mormon, whatever they were. The 28 kids and counting, whatever, folks. Like,
oh, John and Kate plus 8.
No, the other one, the Duggars or the Duggars.
Oh, those, yeah.
I mean, don't get wrong. I mean, there's a whole lot of bad stuff that came out of that.
This wasn't one family with 11 kids. This is like a big group of people.
Well, I mean, I think it remains. I mean, when you have that many kids,
yeah,
you know, it's like when you have that third kid, you're out of man coverage. You're in zone now, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a whole different ball game, man. You gotta.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can't do it like you used to do it. Like, yeah, you got to be able to keep an eye on all of them, you know, or know your kids, and you can't just let them run around because kids will do that. I mean, look, there's our teachers. We'll tell you, they'll tear stuff up just to do it. You know? They do it just to do it. I mean,
it's in their brain. Like,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing a little too hard at that.
Shoot,
you know, because you know, I know. I got a 3-year-old turning 4 next week, bro. He is a Tasmanian devil, bro. I can't take him to Benihana. He'll jump on the grill, bro. Like, he'll be up there trying to saute himself. Like, listen, no. Like, we might go to Applebee's, bro. Like, you got to know, like, once you have kids, bro, like, a certain stuff stops.
Yeah, like eating out, especially once you have so many. Because I can tell you now, the magic number for us is 3. But it's funny because we'll go places with our kids and people go, oh, your kids are so well behaved. And I'm like, really? You know, we're looking at the same kids.
I am always surprised when people say that.
Yeah.
And then I remember that's because some of these kids are bad.
Yeah.
It ain't that mine are good. It's that, man, look what we compare to.
It's a low bar.
if you know your kids are bad, I mean, it's really self-awareness. If you know your kids ain't behaving well in public, bro, just do takeout, bro. Like, you ain't gotta not have the favorite foods you want, bro. But that experience, like, they got restaurants that you can take your kids to. Golden Corral. You can go. There's a restaurant down in Covington off the square with the Mexican spot. They got a little outdoor. The kids can run around.
Yeah, a little taco place right there.
Yeah, a little taco spot. Yeah, man. Shout out to my boy Danny B down there in Social Circle, man.
Where's this taco place you speak of?
Sunny Day Tacos or something like that?
It's off the square, yeah.
Oh,
it's fire.
It's pretty good.
Ooh, field trip.
There's a place in Lawrenceville that's kind of like that. Universal Joint, I think, is the name of it.
Yo, shout out to Sunny Taco. Cut us a check, baby.
But, I mean, they got the same thing. They got, like, an area that, like, it's like a little green area that you kids can eat and they go run around. And,
yeah.
But I mean, the fact is, if you're going out and there's 11 kids in your party,
mm-hmm.
all under the age of 8.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go run a house and grill out. That's what you need to do. Like, yeah. That.
Go to Chuck E. Cheese for your fine dining ease.
You're right. You guys are making some decisions about what you want to do. And that's fine. But, I mean, look, I watched that video. I could tell after 5 minutes that dude was not parenting his kids. Like, well, that is exactly the guy. Oh, my kids are great. No, they're not, sir. Yeah. They are not.
Well, and the thing about it, I didn't even watch the video. I just read the article about it, and I kind of chuckled. And I was just like, I don't necessarily know if I felt bad about it because it's very subjective.
Mm.
I do think it's subjective.
Yeah, the fee is very subjective. But at the same time, I get it. You're a small business owner. You got to protect what you got to protect because, you know, regular insurance ain't going to cover some bad child coming in and putting holes in walls and breaking doors and stuff like that. So absolutely not. You're right. He got off easy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's trying to shame somebody for charging him because he ain't doing his job well.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I think if I read it, I don't think they actually paid. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think he came out there and said to him, I think he's just insulted. Which, I mean, buddy, you gotta take that to heart.
Like, fine, as the business owner, I'm suing you.
The owner said, I've raised my kids. I'm not going to raise yours too.
At that point, suing for damages. He is liable for damages, which I'm sure is going to come out to be a whole lot more
than $3 than surcharge, whatever.
Right in whatever the surcharge was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I just want my. I want my Diapers and Doghouses community, man, to know your children, bro.
Look, some people got more of a struggle with kids. I get it, because some kids are different.
I say
all the time, people, Lisa and I, when we had Ella, we thought, my God, we are amazing parents.
Mm-hmm.
This sweet little girl who goes to bed and only drinks milk and water, doesn't drink salt, doesn't ask for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just is wonderful. And then we had Gus and we realized like that, y'all, that wasn't us. That wasn't us. The Lord blessed us with somebody with low energy.
That's usually how it goes with the first one. If you hadn't noticed that, that's exactly what happens. You get the first one kind of lulls you in. You're like, "Yeah, oh, that wasn't so bad."
Then we got blessed with higher energy, we'll say. And you know, some kids truly are. So I mean, it is subjective. You can't be picking on parents who are trying with their high energy kids, but to me, it's the number. You can't look after that many kids. 11 kids. I don't care how many parents you got with you. Y'all are there to talk, right? You're there to fellowship, which is fine. I get it. Mm-hmm. But you can't efficiently fellowship with the people you're with and watch 11 kids at the same time.
Mm-mm.
Like, that's impossible. You can't do that.
Leave them 11 kids banana or whatever.
That's like a placement at that point. You trying to go out 11 kids, you got to place 3 or 4 here, 2 over here, 5 over there, whatever. You can't put them all on one person. Yeah. Ain't no way.
don't they got like a daycare in Covington where you can drop your kids out 24 hours?
Yeah, it's across the street from the hospital.
Is that open?
I remember my mom. I don't remember why my mom had to do it. I think she had to go out of my town. My dad worked overnight.
Yeah,
I didn't spend the night there, but I had to go. Like, I was there late one day, like late into the night.
It's kind of brilliant, man. If it was, I don't know the security of it all or who runs it, but
I mean, there's more than a few of those. There's more of those than you think, because I mean, you got parents who work those overnight shifts.
Yeah, and shout out to
and that's true, because luckily I got my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to what's the website called? Where you can get your sitter. Might be sitter.com.
I don't remember which one it is.
Care.com. I can't
remember. I don't trust it.
I don't trust it either, man. But if you're desperate,
we could do a whole podcast of that babysitting.
Listen, I'm just saying, I've seen Tiffany watch too many Lifetime movies.
Hey, they got the background checks and all that, man. I'm just saying, if you ain't got no family around, I mean, we all got some people around that we know. We grew up in the same.
We are blessed because I have friends that don't have that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, my sister was in Hawaii with a newborn. So, like, you know, if she wanted to date out, like, she couldn't do it. Like, she just got stuck with, you know. But anyway.
Well, that's a good point there, too. Community-wise, if you know you got folks around you that struggle with that, you know, you got a single mom, single dad, or even just a two-parent household who they don't have family that lives around.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got to think it's probably been a long time since they've had a night out. Like,
yeah, reach out, man. Yeah.
Reach out and offer. Yeah. Like, they need people they can trust, because nobody want to leave their kids with strangers. No, of course.
It's definitely last resort. But hey, be the village. Be the village, man. Be the village.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, I'm sorry to that restaurant owner, man. Hopefully, you know, He said that he's getting visitors now from hours away saying they appreciate what he did and they come to patronize with him just because he did what he did. And I might go up there next time I'm up in Blue Ridge, man.
But
if you're in Blue Ridge, go to the Rum Cake Lady in Blue Ridge, the best empanadas you will ever have. And the Cuban sandwich.
Ooh.
I hadn't had a good Cuban in some years.
Man, I love me a good Cuban.
Hey, the Rum Cake, the restaurant's a little shack. It's called the Rum Cake Lady. You can't.
All right.
They do got a little play area you can sit down and eat. But
Drake trying to be the new Keith Lee out here.
Yo, who is that guy? I saw something on Facebook about him.
Man, like, I'll get Lisa on here talking about him. She's obsessed with me.
Don't talk down on my city though, bro. Like, don't go nitpicking and you know finding the worst restaurants and trying to categorize my city.
The thing is, I ain't even heard of these ones that he don't like. I know the city pretty well. These places he's talking about, like, I'm not even sure I'd want to go there. Like,
I've heard of a couple of them, but I'm just like, they seem. That's a whole nother podcast in and of itself.
My wife just snuck out of the kitchen whispering, y'all talk about Keith Lee.
Is it just customer service? Is it just a customer service thing?
He comes through and he wants to get stuff to go and he wants to send somebody in to get it because he feels like if he goes in at this point, people are going to treat him a certain way because of who he is. Because he got famous just reviewing restaurants in Chicago.
I never heard of him in my life. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hadn't either. This is a person who is I only know through the wife.
Yeah.
But he gets mad because a lot of these restaurants won't let him do takeout orders. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm a restaurant
and, takeout and, orders. And it's not only that, but he's highlighting the true experience from start to finish. So it's you know, so he's talking about like what's the wait time and that kind of thing, and not trying to get preferential treatment because the one restaurant he went to in Atlanta, he sent his family members in. They said hour and a half. Fine. He walks in 5 minutes, and then he's like, well, "What about all these other folks that's waiting ahead of me?"
Yeah,
we got you. No, I don't want to eat there. Be blessed. Yeah. I was like. Okay.
All right. I can respect that, man. But still, don't talk down on my city, man.
He gives a full disclaimer.
Let's be clear though. If I walk in a restaurant and they tell me an hour wait, is there any place on this earth that you're going to wait an hour for?
No, I'm going to McDonald's and get me a double cheeseburger. Then I wait an hour.
I mean, we got a new Whataburger around the corner.
Why? Never mind. Let me leave that alone.
Yeah, you talking down on the last time we brought it up.
I was just David. I've been talking about I'll go to Chick-fil-A, wherever. I just don't have time for all
Shout
that.
Shout out to Chick-fil-A, though.
Yeah.
No matter the line, the thing stays moving, bro.
Stays moving.
The line be long. Now, Popeyes, that line is 40 days, 40 nights, bro. What is it in the Bible?
They mad you even came over there.
We went to talk. Hey, I last night my wife's been painting the kitchen. Shout out to my wife and my sister-in-law. They've been painting
nice.
The kitchen, man. I don't want nothing to do with it, bro. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Bird's house to watch football. Like, I ain't got time for this painting. Anyways, I went to grab dinner last night. Son wanted Zaxby's. I'm like, all right, I go to Zaxby's. Line was long. So I'm like, all right, only place around here that don't got a long line is Taco Bell. I went to Taco Bell. I ordered on the app, which was my first mistake. Got in line to wait for my food. 40 minutes I had to wait. 40 minutes. And they took the money out of my account, so I couldn't, like, back out and leave. And I had cars behind me, cars in front of me. Couldn't do nothing. Taco Bell, Salem Road, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves, bro. Or Browns Bridge, sorry. Browns Bridge, Taco Bell, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. Call me Dreek Lee, but I'm exposing y'all today, baby. All right, let's go ahead, man. Let's get to the questions, man. We got to finish the question from last episode. YBA, your books. I know you've been thinking about it. You've been dreaming about it, brother.
I have.
Tell the people. Top three? Well, let me go back to see what the question was and who it was from. They wanted to know if you're on a desert island, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
The top three books, and you already gave us one.
Three. All right. Is it three? I thought it was five. So let me stick.
You said Lord of the Rings trilogy, which considered one.
Yeah.
Well,
A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline L'Engle.
A Wrinkle in Time. What's that? The Oprah movie?
Yeah, that does not talk about that movie. She, her and what's her face? The lady that made it. No, it was terrible. It's awful. That's a story for another day. But the book, one of my favorite books of all time. I feel like that's too sci-fi fantasy. So I need a real. It would either be there's a book called Jaber Crow by Wendell Berry. It's about a barber, essentially. That's it. Him living in a small town. It's one of those simplistic Americanas. That or If Bill Street Could Talk by James Baldwin, which I think is just a good if you want to pick something of him that made him such a good writer. I mean, you can pick all his essays and that kind of stuff, but
I watched that I Am Not Your Negro movie on in theater about him. Man, that's a great brother.
Yeah, I mean, prophetics, you know, kind of it's almost the word to use, but he's just not as well known. But that one,
what was the second book? J-Pro, what'd you call it?
Jaber Crow. It's probably one of my favorite books of all time. It's a straight Jaber, J-A-Y-B-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Crow, C-R-O-W.
That his name?
Yep. Okay. I mean, it's a simple premise. This guy, Wendell Berry, he went off to New York to be a writer and realized he'd rather come home and be a farmer. So he came home to be a farmer and a writer. So farms in Kentucky and just writes about local communities and our responsibilities to one another and to the community and how we ought to treat each other and how living in those kind of responsible communities kind of solves a lot of the problems before they even pop up.
Mm. And those books going to hold you the rest of your life.
I think so. I think so. I'm trying to think if there's any more that I just need.
We already said the Bible's a given.
Yeah.
And you said the Lord of the Rings, right?
That's just one book. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, Jaber Crow, and Wrinkle in Time. And you said
The Bill Street Could Talk.
That's four.
Stick to the mission.
Got a trim one, sir.
It's just hard, though, man. There's just a lot of good books out there. I can't stress it enough. There's just good things to be read.
If you're stranded on a desert island, I will stick some books in a bottle and sell them.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, if you got questions, send them to me. I got recommendations for every genre. So anything you want to read about, y'all send them questions in.
I'll give you one of my personal favorites.
Tell me, let me hear it.
Richard Wright, Black Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That
starting
Shaft?
No, that's Richard Roundtree, man.
Close.
Rest
in peace, Shaft.
I'm telling you, it's been a heck of a week, man.
And Matthew Perry.
That's right. But no, that was always a good book to me, just because we want to talk about Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a real good, I think.
Langston Hughes type
embodiment of that, right? Because it's in that same kind of era.
I like that. I'm gonna check that out too.
Yeah, Nate. Did you ever read Native Son by him as well?
Yeah, it's almost like they're, you know, sequential.
Yeah,
in a sense.
Mm.
Between Wright and Ralph Ellison and Baldwin, just talking about guys who just aren't super well known,
mm-hmm.
should be among great American authors. Like those three right there, like you could start around Mount Rushmore, the stuff they were.
Since on the topic of books, please don't go to Amazon. If you do like hard books, like I can't reach it, but I got some books over there. Go to Onyx Bookstore online and purchase from this lady. She had a bookstore. She couldn't afford it anymore, but she's still selling books online. You can buy any book you want. She gets a commission off of it.
Bring her back to a brick and mortar location somewhere in Conyers.
Somewhere.
Or Covington.
But, you know, just, you know, if you like the hard copy books, you know, don't go to Amazon. I know it's probably cheaper and get it quicker, but.
Nah, but she's just good people. You know, she came out to the school. Put on a comedy, really not comedy, a poetry jam that got the kids out there. I mean, it was like, whew.
She really cares. All right, let's do a couple questions right quick. We're going to do a question episode soon. This one's from Sasquatch. Looks like Sasquatch sent two questions. You can put them all on one question, bro. You ain't got to send me two separate things. Sasquatch. What was your favorite toy growing up, and have you passed the bug down to your kids? Right,
That's a good question.
Y'all keep it quick, bro. I got some Hawks on, brother. I got y'all keep it quick, bro. We might revisit this one too, man.
I'm thinking, so growing up, what was my favorite toy?
Man, I had men. Like, I had, like, you know, Ayo. I had, like, wrestling. Like, I had this black G.I. Joe thing. I don't know. I guess it was G.I. Joe. Probably G.I. Bro. I don't know what he was. He was, like, a black dude. Had the little LeVar Burton cut. And, dude, it would be him. I'd create these, like, wrestling matches, bro. Like, I'd create, like, a card, like, 6 or 7 matches with different wrestling men. Then I have them, like, tag team. And, like, I had a whole, like, a 3-hour, like, I'd sit there for, like, 3 hours and just create this whole thing in my mind, man. Like, I would get grounded. That's all I would do. And I did it until I was, like, 10 years old, bro. It was kind of ridiculous, really. But, like, my kid don't got no kind of interest in none of that stuff, bro. My youngest, he kind of got that little bug in him, but my oldest, nah, he don't like Legos. Like, he don't like nothing, bro. Like, I don't know what it is. I didn't pass it down. I don't force it on him either. Like, he likes Pokemon cards and Beyblades and, me. I was growing up, I was on Pogs and
Pogs?
I was on Pogs.
Yo, I've got my Pogs. I still have my Pogs in the closet right now.
That's crazy, bro. You probably
got them from my mom's house.
You mean it? You know it, bro.
Nah, I was a weird kid. I know it's kind of hard to find to believe.
You're a brilliant kid. You ain't playing no toy. You play with chemistry sets.
I'm gonna throw this. So here's a little known fact about me. I was always curious how the McNair Fair would come to Conyers. Like, well, how do you get all this stuff and move it on the road? Like, my mind always was around the mechanics behind it.
I didn't ride it.
And so when I was a kid, I used to have these Tinker Toys and Kinects.
You create.
And I would recreate Carnival rides. Then I found went and dressed up like all my trucks and all that kind of stuff, made trucks and all that stuff, and made it to a point that I had my own little personal toy carnival. That's awesome. I would take it from room to room and
All right, y'all. We going to Lawrenceville.
That's I don't think I've ever told anybody that other than Tiffany.
That's fantastic. That's
brilliant.
That's a whole other level right there.
That's why you Dr. Gov, bro.
That's right. You know, I think I was just trying to think. I did love wrestling because my dad and my brother, we all was always watching wrestling. So I had the Pillow Pals and all that stuff. But
shout out to Pillow.
Man, I was a Ninja Turtle fanatic though. Like,
I had a turtle blimp, dude.
Man, I had the
van too.
Yo.
That thing, I could have played that thing for hours, man.
Yo, I had Bebop and Rocksteady, bro. Yo, shout out to Ninja Turtles, bro.
Man. I've got Bebop is somewhere in my house. I don't know how. I found him in a box one day. And he just runs around my house. You just find him random places sometimes.
Didn't they come back out with a new Ninja Turtles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep trying, but ain't nothing like that classic.
The classic
that,
one.
That classic cartoon. Yeah. I know people can be like, oh, there's the original comic. No. That classic 90s cartoon.
And James Avery. All those years, I never realized Uncle Phil was Shredder.
Yep. Those first two movies were a lot of fun. After that,
the first movie when Casey Jones came out.
Casey Jones! Bro,
that was my guy, bro. Shout out to Casey Jones.
Shout out to my neighbor, too. He played Raphael in the Ninja Turtle Broadway production.
No, he didn't.
Back in the 90s. I kid you not.
We're trying to watch Ninja Turtles on Broadway, bro.
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Gus. Oh, yeah. By the way, shout out to Ghostbusters and Transformers. The one they did pick up was Transformers.
Oh, okay. I did love Ghostbusters. I was a big Ghostbusters.
Shout out to Ghost Rider. Y'all remember Ghost Rider on PBS, bro?
I do remember Ghost Rider.
I'll tell you something my kids did pick up. So the other day, DJ found Goosebumps, the movie.
Yeah.
The TV series.
Oh, yeah. Ella loves it.
I do. And so I've still got Goosebumps books. Again, I raided my mom's house and I got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So he's starting to kind of pick up on the series. So he's like, I think I might read a book or two. I'm like, good.
Yeah. They love. I tell you what. Mine have been loving is they'll watch some Are You Afraid of the Dark. They'll get on there. They got on there like, Dad, can we watch some Are You Afraid of the Dark? I'm like, are you sure? They're like, oh yeah.
Hey man, I love these kids learning and growing, man. And you know, God bless them, man. All right, y'all. That's another good episode, man. Come back next week. You hear what they say on come back. You hear?
Come back. You hear?
I'm gonna start saying that in every episode. Come back. You hear? We love y'all, man. Thank y'all. Sending. I'm gonna do a video on sending in questions because I feel like we should have a lot more. I want like 30 questions, bro. Shout out to Sasquatch. He got another one, but I'm gonna read it next week. I don't know.
Okay. Tell Sasquatch. Keep them coming. He's got them good questions coming.
That was a good question.
That was a good question, Sasquatch. Shout out to you, brother, or female, whatever you are. I don't know.
Whoever it is. Woman.
Was Sasquatch a woman? I don't know.
You'd be scared.
What is Sasquatch? Was that Star Wars?
No, Sasquatch is like Bigfoot.
It's like Bigfoot.
Oh, I thought, what's the thing on Star Wars?
That's Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewbacca, my bad. You know, I'm gonna get to enjoy all this stuff. All right, y'all. That's a good idea for you.
All right, y'all.
See y'all next week.
See y'all.
Peace.